Hold on.
Okay, call the meeting to order, and we'll take a roll call. Do we want to pass that around, or?
Pass what around?
Oh, the tape.
It actually is so sensitive, it will hear every word that is spoken in this room from where it is.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Okay, so August 2nd, 2013, I'm calling the wayfinding meeting to order. And present today.
Start with me. Start with you. Ken Spencer.
Peggy Hawker.
Bob Fuller.
Wendy Engler. Robin Dennis.
Mark Salins.
Linda Neigenauer.
Mike Eastman.
Frank Geltner.
Good morning.
And
Tony Garino.
Right, thank you.
Nice to see you guys.
First, we'll do the minutes, I think. Yes, yeah, Tony needs to. I don't know if we can.
The minutes should go first, and I apologize for not putting them on the agenda.
Okay, did anybody have any corrections, additions to the minutes from the last meeting on July 5th?
No.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
A motion to approve the minutes.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay, the minutes pass as written. And the next item on our agenda is public comment. No public comment. And Tony, are you here for the tsunami?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the tsunami signs.
All right.
And Tim Gross just joined us.
Yes. Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Okay, we're on agenda item 3, placement of tsunami evacuation route signs. Tony.
You're
okay. Actually, Mike Eastman had just a list of where we thought these signs should go. So I don't know what discussions you guys want on these. As far as I know, we got some from Dagami. We actually want to make some more signs for other areas. The problem that I think we're going to have is that, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, some of these signs that they do have are pretty big, and we don't want that, you know, on the bayfront looking like, you know, terrible. Because, I mean, you look down the bayfront, you see all these beautiful poles and all that stuff. You don't want to really, you know, obstruct that. So that's where we're going to have to come to this, you know, fine line. Am I wrong, Mike?
A couple things. Are we really talking about the tsunami route signs? Or are we talking about the interpretive signs that were...
Oh, I thought we were talking about the escape route signs. Is that what we're talking about, or are we talking about the kiosks?
I don't think there's any kiosks proposed in the bayfront at this moment. You're just talking about getting our evacuation routes established.
Okay, then great. Then still, I mean, how big are those signs? Are they going to really look hideous down there?
What do they look like?
I actually...
It's the 12 by 18 sign, right, Mike?
Yeah, well, actually, those are actually the ones we have down there now are 12 inch with and I actually incorporating an arrow onto a single blank, so they're 12 by 18.
Nice.
Those are actually the standard, the METCD standard for the evacuation route signs is now 24 inch with an 18 inch minimum. 12 inches really, you know, honestly is, you know, on the small side.
It disappears. I've noticed with the tsunami evacuation signs, you better be looking for them because you won't see them unless you're looking for them because they're blue on white. They're very small. You can see one in the corner of Hatfield. There's one right there. And it's mounted on a sign post with two other signs or something.
Usually you're incorporating it onto another sign post.
Mike, what size did you say the standard was? 24 by 18?
The standard is 24 by 24.
Where?
As a size comparison, a stop sign is 30.
That's in the MUTCD, Manual and Uniform Traffic Control Devices. I think that's probably an excessive size for the bayfront, for example. The minimum is designed for low volume local roads, which is exactly what that is, you know, less than 25 miles speed limit. So I wouldn't recommend going to 24, but I would want to look at going to 18-inch down there, because that's a primary location. You know, and finding good places to put signs down there, especially where you're really constrained, because you can't just put those wherever they need to go with the locations where people need to head uphill.
Well, yeah, they're going to be isolated to the corners at Hatfield and Bay Road and Abbey, and I mean that's it. Fogarty, Delphi's Moore. Mm-hmm. There's your locations. You know, they're so close together. I don't think it's necessary to have signage directing people down.
That was going to be my question. Yeah.
But I would probably put one on Herbert Street indicating, and actually on Herbert Street and potentially on Lee Street, you know, no access or whatever we decide. Don't run up this hill if there's a tsunami event, because you're going to trap yourself and get wiped away.
Right.
But that would be too much wording to put on a sign. So.
Yeah.
Does that
in general, my thinking has been that if the signs that tell you where to go are, you know, obvious enough and easily spottable from those locations, that's what you want to do, is show them where to go.
Tim, maybe
put up a dead end no outlet sign at each of those.
There you go.
Or
which is the appropriate METC signage for a dead end road like that, and hopefully keep the RVs from trying to do their thing as well.
I realize this would cost a little more, but what about those dead end streets having a sign that points to the next street that is the right one to go to?
That's
you know, you could say no access, proceed right or proceed down that way towards
route with an arrow.
Yeah. So they
like,
you know,
the signs they have on the,
they don't have any question,
the
they just know they got to hurry up to the next one.
You kind of get into
move.
Is depending on exactly where someone is standing when they perceive the need to find high ground.
They may see the arrow going that way and never look for the one that goes that way.
Yeah, you don't want to send them the way that's actually...
Well, that's why I'm suggesting
if you go 20 feet that way, you'll get up.
That's why I'm saying it actually says the street you need to head to go up. Because then they'd be headed down that way looking for where they need to go up at.
But, yeah. I mean, I think part of it is that those street signs might not be obvious at all.
Well, that's true, too.
You're going to probably have in a situation like that is you're going to have a crowd. People are going to follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you put the no outlet, it would be beneficial to not just the tsunami issue, but for the RVers too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you go up those streets and realize that you're in a real pickle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that a few times.
Yeah. And we've all done it at least once.
40-foot
well, we've done
home.
It once.
40-foot motorhome with a 20-foot
with a trailer or
car behind
boat on the back. Or I've seen them pulling triples or doubles now,
yeah.
Which is totally illegal.
Oh, my.
Go there. So,
I'm glad I haven't seen that yet. Freak me out.
So our sign is down on the bayfront, I think, is pretty good. I think maybe, like you said, we might go with the larger sign, the 18-inch. But you just don't want to. I mean, when I saw that 24 by 24, I went, oh, that's just too much.
Yeah, it's actually even, you know, we have them on OSU Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost bigger than it needs to be down there.
But OSU Drive,
I have some other issues there.
100 feet wide.
Yeah.
It's not the bayfront. I mean, you're standing next to the sign on the bayfront.
Yeah.
On OSU Drive, it's 75 feet away from you.
Those are, you know, and their normal standard is normally aimed at, you know, highways. So that's why they've got 24 on the highway. You'd really want that.
Mm-hmm.
But when Dagami was saying that they would, you know, fund some signs. I said give me 18-inch, you know, 12 inches too small, and I really didn't have any places where I really thought we needed 24s.
Well, 18 is big when you...
It is.
I mean, that's 18 inches.
It's big up close. You get down, you know, you get it down the road.
But at least you can see it. This is even bigger.
It's your typical real estate sign size.
Oh.
So, you know, if you're looking at those on a stake or something, you know,
you get down
they shrink
7
down.
Feet in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't look very big anymore.
My priorities in general would be to get signs up in some places where we don't have them, and then look back at the bayfront and upgrading those to them.
So you're thinking Nye Beach? Because I went through there, and I think
if Nye Beach
really
some signs, you know, we're lacking one anyway down at the bottom of Moore Drive. Of course, you know, the things are going to change there.
Right.
And it's
what would you do in Nye Beach? Right. Pretty much anywhere you go in Nye Beach, you're heading out of the tsunami zone.
So if you don't want to go on Third.
Yeah.
Why?
That's where the water's going to end up, is right on Third. That's the low spot.
Yeah.
You don't want people to do Third. That's the obvious route, and it's where you don't want people to go.
Yeah, that whole area up in there is all.
You've
got to
get up. You've got to go up coast, or get up six. But Third is like, ah, don't do me.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that.
You don't?
No, simply because Third Street provides the volume to get the people out of Nye Beach. And they just have to go farther.
Right.
Because you designate the inundation zone, and they keep going until they get to the point where they're out of the inundation zone.
Yeah.
Third Street provides you your arterial route to get all those people out. You start trying to hoard them up Coast Street, that's not where you want them to be, I guess.
Well, and the other thing is, if, you know, when you feel the earth shaking, you still have 10 minutes or so to get out. So running up Third Street, which may be the most obvious place, is still going to give some.
It seems like it. Yeah, I mean, we can
Thanksgiving dinner.
The whole thing in evacuation is to get to the highest ground the quickest.
Yeah.
And Third Street is not it. You go
it's
up six, or you
route,
go up
no.
or coast either way, and you're going to be even Alpine. You're going to be out of the tsunami zone a lot quicker. So.
Well, I guess. If you went up Third Street and went up High and then took a left on High, you'd be
out of it quick.
You'd be, yeah. So.
Well, I think if you designate two or three routes, there's 10 routes you can get out of Nye Beach. And any road you go on goes uphill at some point. Designate two or three of them and sign them and leave the rest. If somebody wants to go up that way and they know what they're doing, they'll get out there too.
Right.
It's just not necessarily your designated route. We don't have
exactly.
to mark every street that goes uphill.
I guess I was just thinking in terms of when you go into Nye Beach, there always seems to be kind of like a maximum crowd right down there at the bottom of Third Street. You know, so the question becomes, is it better to take a longer time to get higher when you're shooting straight up, or actually go, you know, to another street, basically in the low zone to find it?
Yeah, I think that the inundation area itself should be marked. Similar to what you see in the highway, so people realize when they're going into the tsunami zone. You're not necessarily marking a route at that point. All you're doing is marking the boundary of the elevation that you're crossing into an inundation zone.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't need a route sign to tell me once I cross that. I know where to get back out again because I crossed in at the same place, you know.
Right.
So most people don't need the route sign. They're not necessarily following the line and the path.
So you're just saying put the tsunami zone signs in those areas.
I think all the boundaries where you're coming into the inundation zone should be marked in the major roads. 6th Street, Coast Street, 3rd Street, Ocean View, all of them. We should mark the boundary where you enter an inundation zone.
And
for starters.
And you're talking about distant tsunami, because, I mean, there's two tsunami zones, the near and
there's
distant.
An elevation that
you're
they
talking about the local tsunami.
I'm talking the local tsunami.
Otherwise you'd have to
zone.
Do.
Yeah.
You'd have to have two sets of signs.
Yeah, so it's 70 feet now, right?
80.
So at the 80-foot contour, we mark a sign, you're entering a tsunami inundation zone. In Nye Beach, Bayfront, South Beach. South Beach is already marked in the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're talking two different things. You're talking
right.
marking the inundation area, and then you're marking routes out.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, Mike, you already have the 18-inch tsunami route signs?
I have some. I have what Dagami funded, and fortunately I was on pins and needles waiting to see what they actually sent, to see if it was, you know, on good materials and so on and so forth. So they sent the round signs, and the standard is no longer a round blank, even though that's where Dagami still is. It's still a round design, but it goes on a square blank because that's what, you know, all the sign companies in the world, you know, have, the one they're dealing with traffic type signs. And they're not punched with holes, so
okay,
I have to punch holes in them. But I have some, and I have the capabilities of making them.
Never
all of them would want, so.
Nice.
It's just time and money.
So we have, there's two signs we need to put up, and as far as the route signs, how are we going to decide where those go? Are we going to let Mike?
Well, I think probably what would be best is maybe Mike and I and Tony can sit down and draw them out on a map and bring them back.
Yeah. I mean, okay, essentially those routes are all marked on the map. So.
Yeah. We'll just verify this is where we want to mark them.
Find the exact location.
And come back before we commit the time to it and verify that that's what we want to do and, you know, put them up.
Absolutely.
And then the inundation zone signs.
We can mark that on there too, where those would probably be. I don't think we have to do every side street, just all the major streets is what would make sense. You're probably talking 4 or 5 signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Each district, you know.
Yeah, it seems like the dead end signs are actually some of the most important, because if you're running uphill, that's good, except for if it's a dead end.
Exactly.
So will you get those
literally
dead end
signs? Literally a dead end.
So will you include those on your map? Or?
Yeah, because there's only 2 down in the bayfront.
Yeah, I don't think there are really that many that we have that we really have to deal with that issue.
In fact, one of them is already marked. I believe Lee Street already has a dead-end sign on it, doesn't it?
I think it does. It's Herbert that does it.
Yeah, Herbert's the bad one.
I don't understand why Herbert. You mean Canyon Way? Or no. I'm thinking
no,
the wrong
Herbert.
Herbert
is right next to Bay Haven. Mm-hmm.
Runs up
the
right
really
there.
Steep one where everybody parks sideways and the water's always coming down the middle of the road.
Oh,
Harry's but Harry's Tackle is there.
Oh, okay. Because
Herbert Street,
right now, I was just...
The dedicated Herbert Street, you know, comes down from the light, and then when... Yeah, 10th Street, it jumps up on the bluff and then jumps off again.
It's a funny story.
If you look at an aerial map, you could connect it. Mm-hmm. The topography doesn't really lend itself to doing that.
Yeah. Behind the mirror.
You know, so Herbert Street would go straight through that hill, it'd just be steep.
Okay.
Yeah,
in
the elevator.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you have the money for all those signs then? Just not the time.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly,
we'll figure out what the cost impact will
be. My plea is to, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if we need a motion to say go for it, but it sounds like a good plan. So
I think
it's really essential.
Advisory.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll come back to the next meeting, which would be what? Well, September, first meeting in September with that map showing.
The only other thing of general interest is the presentation on the Japanese tsunami block that's down by Undersea Gardens. They did, Peggy, remember he was talking about if they could get the tsunami inundation zone maps, they would post those at that kiosk.
Oh, righto.
So,
we've got tons of them.
You know, whether that'll happen or not. Well, you were there when he said it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would at least be one location where a lot of people would be looking at stuff.
Well, we have posted a map on there. I did donate a bunch of printing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They've got, you know, wording around it, but there is a map that has, you know, you are here, and then it says, you know, the streets.
Okay, cool.
It may not be, well, Bob's done a really good job putting those maps together. But it does talk about that. I know that's his main focus on that is the tsunami awareness.
So at least that's one location where people will get some additional information.
Right. So there's two. There's one down there by the bathroom that has a map on it as well.
On the
Which
wall of the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Which one?
Which bathroom?
Someone right down there at
by the Bay Market?
Fall?
On the bayfront? Okay.
And that one, or is that just a tourist map?
At the tourist map.
Yeah, the only ones I know about are the actual wayfinding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are the only ones I've seen.
Okay.
Is there a tsunami map there, too?
No, evidently there wasn't. I just drove by and went, oh, wow, we got a map up there. But it must
be put one of the back.
Yeah, I think it is. No, the logical places are at the docks.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay Road dock, the street dock. Because there's a lot of people that congregate at those, and they're kind of equidistant down the bayfront. Yeah, so if we look into in the future mounting those evacuation route maps, that's where I would recommend doing it.
And I'm going to check. I have a meeting with Althea coming up from Oregon Emergency Management, and I am going to check and see if they have any more funds to do something like what we did over in South Beach. Because that would be really nice to do some nice kiosks there and down on the Nye Beach area.
Next time, make the tops at least spin so you can get it like the direction you're actually standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, confusing.
North is always top, so whatever they place the sign, you always kind of walk around the sign and figure out where you are.
Yeah, I mean, an option is to, you can take a snapshot out of any section of that map and do a, I mean, you can do the whole map. You can do the whole two maps, or you can do,
I think you should do
the bayfront area.
Have both maps and have a zoom in on the one right where you're at, so you can see the detail.
Well, that was my comment. Is you want to make sure it's not, you're not just laminating those maps and putting them on a kiosk under a cover. They're not going to hold up. They're going to fade out and get moisture. So you want to, if they provide a print, you know, for exteriors,
downloadable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then either, you know, we can do it or whatever. But it's got to be done.
Semi-permanent with this type of material.
This type of ink and laminated, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's what we should do.
What is something like this around?
Put on a sign blank. Don't really screw the sign blank.
Okay. I had some...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't bring the pricing for it.
That's the thing, you
keep that in my head, but it was a few...
Put it on. Just totally
my card, and then you can...
Yeah, I will.
Give me a call, because I'd love to hear about...
Yeah, I mean, an aluminum sign blank would be perfect because it can mount on any surface.
I can do a proposal to Alpea.
You could put a new map
around. Oh, good. That's how I was wondering if they have some ones available.
Well, I'm hoping they did. I mean, that's how we got the South Beach one done. And, you know, every year is different. And I heard that their EMPG grants, they had some money left over and stuff. So I'm going to see if they might be able to do some special thing like that. Because that would really help us out, and it wouldn't cost us anything. That's my whole premise.
Yeah, so will you pick out locations for those two?
I think we all will. It's not going to just be me. It's going to be sitting down with a whole bunch of, you know, people that are community partners and stuff and figuring out where
we need them. That's what I thought we were going to talk about. That's what locations.
Okay.
It's got to be a big map. Top of Lucky Gap Trail.
Mm-hmm.
The public piers on the bayfront, right. That beach turnaround, the places where people are going to be standing there right at kind of ground zero.
Right.
You know, where my thoughts is to places where you want to put it.
The only tsunami thing that we talked about the last meeting for this was on the hill in South Beach, and we placed... And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but we've placed a little tsunami symbol there to, but I think our discussion didn't have these having any sort of directional,
right.
You know, route thing going associated, but we did talk about having that there, so we can talk about that in a little while.
Okay.
Nice.
So I think, do we need to do anything else with the tsunami signs so far?
I think when they come back with their update of where the best places would be, that'd be great.
Okay, so next September, or in September then.
Great.
Great, thank you. So the next item is the status of the revised wayfinding map. Ken, and I think, do you want to tell us about that? Or is this,
sure.
Is this the revised
this
map
This is the revised
here?
Map. Okay. I was just looking at the notes here. So last time I was sitting about where Linda is, and I made my notes of what we were going to be doing to it. So basically from the top down, one of the major changes we made was the beach access. There was a lot of discussion about the beach access, and so we, instead of the I think that it was the pails. A little beach pail. The symbol that seems to be uses the two lines of water and the big person and the little person for the beach access. And you might be more familiar with the...
There's about five different beach symbols.
Yeah.
One is the lines with a beach umbrella, one is the lines with people, one is the buckets, one is...
Okay. So this, you know, this may be less inclined to say it's a, you know, a place for making sandcastles, and, you know, it's just showing that there's access. So let's see. Took out the water towers. We added...
Thank you.
You know, we flip some things around here. With the Performing Arts Center at the Coast Park, we changed things, Fisherman's Memorial and the Lighthouse, to make it as a fleur de lis. But I did notice that here we had talked about skate park, having a park symbol at skate park. So we do have a park symbol there. So we, yeah, got that. And then at the Lighthouse, we didn't add a park symbol at the Lighthouse. We did move the bathroom over to this other side, kind of scoot those things down and move those around. And we also made the Lighthouse synonymous with this symbol, because it was two different symbols. So they match up.
It's like a lighthouse. Yeah, it looks like a lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah. The other one, it just didn't have light on it. One had light, one didn't. In South Beach, we moved the Wilder, disc golf over. We had some other discussion about the dump station, moving it from kind of over in here to center area where it is. We added parking near the... here before.
Do you have the dump station in the north part of
the chamber?
Fall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right there.
That's what the chamber is.
Yep. My notes didn't indicate a parking in under the bridge, but a park icon, and that's what we've added, a park icon there. And then the other thing was the bike rack. We've indicated bike rack, and we created a bike symbol, which is just a tire symbol, which I think seemed like what we were kind of going toward, rather than the bicycle.
Right.
And then one of the main changes was we made this, we pulled up Google Maps, and actually made these more to scale and indicated, 1, 3, 5, and 7, they were all shifted over before, and everything was really big. I think if there's anything else.
The bike rack icon needs to be over here. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see the bike rack icon on the list.
Which one?
Under key.
I see the bike rack one there.
We've used it twice. Mm-hmm. We have it for the bike rack, and we also have it for the bike shop. Mm-hmm. But we can certainly add it to that, I think.
You know, is that really what you want to do? Because it's not an intuitive symbol.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't what know what that is like? If you hadn't told me that was a bicycle wheel.
It's not a 10-speed wheel. It's a little heavier wheel. We can certainly go with a bicycle symbol as well, but for some reason I don't know if we were talking about just a wheel symbol. Yeah. So
I think a bicycle symbol would be, at least for me, more intuitive. I wouldn't just look at that.
That's the universal
think I can
symbol
park
for
my
every bike marking
there.
Out there. Mm-hmm. Is a little person on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. You know, all the pavement markings, the signage, everything uses that symbol.
Yeah.
The wheel, I would not know that necessarily was associated with a bicycle.
I don't care what we use. I got to admit though, if you go out there and you Google on bike symbols now, that wheel does come up a lot.
Okay. Really?
I don't know why, whether it's trending towards that or what, but I did see a lot of them, and I kind of like,
So the bike symbol just means bike, but so the wheel is supposed to be bike rack, isn't that?
Something like that.
Aren't they supposed to be two separate things, or bike parking? I don't know.
I mean,
if that's the case, then why is there one at the bike shop? Because they don't really have a bike rack out front.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bike amenity is what it is.
Exactly. It had bike services.
Yeah, bike services.
That's why we missed it.
It could be a bike rack, bike trailhead, bike shop. You know, they have the little parking things for them that I'm assuming.
I think that's why I didn't list it in here, is because we didn't know what to call it. You know, it wasn't just a bike rack, because we have two different things. So if you want to list it in there, I need a description, I guess, what to call it.
Well, and you actually have the verbiage here next to this one and that one.
Right.
This one says bike rack, that one says bike shop.
list it as biking and leave it at that.
Well, the bike shop would be nice to have noted on the map.
It is. It's listed right there.
Well, yeah, but not to change it to biking.
No, or biking would be here.
Oh, I see. Put over here.
Okay. You know, because it kind of applies to a gazillion different things. Mm-hmm.
So, and then leave the wheel?
You may end up using them at some of the heads where we have the, like, the beginning of the Oregon Coast bike route or bike trail or something like that as well.
And our the discussion, we were talking about the, there is a bike map that lists everything.
Yes.
And we were just trying to, I think mainly because of the rack in South Beach, but just to have those two points really hit here. But yeah, I'll add it to that with biking on it. And then do we want to change it to the bicycle symbol then? Is that?
I would agree with them. I think that if you're going to put bike shop and bike rack, then the bike symbol makes more sense.
Okay.
But if that wheel is supposed to automatically say bike amenity or bike shop, then it would. But I don't think it's universally used.
Right. Okay. So we'll change that to a bicycle.
I think, does the map, does it say bike services or bike shop? Because I thought it was going to say bike services because they offer.
It says bike shop. Do we want to say services?
I think so. But just because they aren't just a bike shopper. The point was people can go there and take a shower, and they have a lounge for bicyclists up above. Plus, they could get tires fixed and that kind of thing.
I wonder what they term themselves.
Bike shop.
When they are.
Yeah, the directional sign that I have on the Oregon Coast bike route at 6th and Coast says bike shop. They were very happy with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a best short description of what they are. I mean, you know,
it is shorter.
It's great that they have like a wide range of amenities that they provide.
They teach yoga there too. So should we put a?
And their hair care tire service.
Bike facilities.
No, I think bike shop. That's what they've always referred to themselves.
I was thinking about the. I was going back to. If you're putting it in the key.
And if these are people who are bicycling, they already know that our bike shop has all those amenities.
You know, it would be nice on this map at some time is to, you know, have the little scan code down here. Mm-hmm. If each of these districts had a page with some of the highlighted businesses in it, you could have a thing next to each.
They're on QR codes.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
You know, like, oh, Night Beach is a bike shop there. I go, poof, and you look it up, and you can go right to the web page for the bike shop, and it tells you you can take a shower, you can get your bike fixed, you can, you know, do yoga. Okay. Without having scores of them in here, maybe you could isolate them by district. I don't know what that brings you to. I think that brings you to an overall.
It's Discover Newport.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last time.
Do we want to list that, by the way? That was one of my questions. Do we want to list something underneath it? Just put...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And that would be good for us to do, because we have a website for the Merchant Association.
It would be an easy exercise to add one of those scan codes to each of these things without cluttering up the map too much.
That's a really
And then people
good
get a little bit more focused information on the district they happen to be in.
And it can be updated all the time.
All the time.
So, yeah, that's a great idea.
But so, my question is, do you think that the individual district QR code should be added before this sign gets printed? Because that's going to...
Unless they have
the lights screwing it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the Night Beach Merchants Association certainly does. And, that would be about it. So not at this time. How about working on that for the next
revision? Just wait on that, because if the districts each can start getting on developing that page, you know... This is going to get updated in a few years again.
And it back in right up.
So if we did get one for the Merchant Associations before Night Beach, before the map goes to print, it could be put on the map.
Well, this map is going to hopefully go to print like ASAP.
Okay.
But one thing that I don't know whether this is even possible, Mike would know, but if one was developed before the next printing, would it be possible to get a decal, a small decal to put next to the district?
That's what we had with those originally.
Yeah.
We just had the decals and went off.
So, I mean, that's always an option, right?
Yeah. We can always add them while the sign is out.
Yeah, you know, my experience with those, it's amazing considering the technology, how non-perfect. I mean, the code's got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've done them in magazine pages, folded over, light on them, everything else, and it just seems to grab it. So, the only bug I see in this one is it comes up and it says, call us, and you punch that and it says Peggy Hawker.
Oh no.
You're kidding.
I am kidding.
He's pretty good.
This is what comes up.
Oh, thank God.
Peggy, I can feel your heart rate.
I need to go to the gym.
There you go. I want that fixed right away.
I'll get that little flask out of your right hand drawer.
Okay. Fill up my glass.
So is there a good place to have a queue, to put a sticker on by the different zones there? Or could there be, like,
you just go right next to the
map need to be spaced a little bit differently so we could stick something on?
But talking about these, the one thing that I didn't receive, and I wasn't sure if you were working on that. I didn't receive any new copy for this, so this is the same copy that we had. We just sort of consolidated and moved it up, and everything's a little bit smaller. So where were we with that?
We didn't get anywhere. What I was waiting for before I contacted folks was the copy, the actual copy of stuff, and then it just fell off. I mean,
okay.
I'm still working on getting our new studio up and running.
Sure. Does anybody have
enough space in this sign to put them on now?
Yeah.
It might be over the border a little bit.
But there's enough
but
space.
But there's enough room on the sign to
put it. Yeah, it's going to take a while to develop what would go there.
This is the actual size of
this. No, actually, it's larger.
Is it this one?
It's the paper one.
Oh, okay.
So there's plenty of room.
Yeah. There'll be room.
Well, see, so Robin, too, that's a great idea, Tim, I think, because then each district
can
keep it
up
to date.
You're going to put so much information on this map, and you can only put so much. That's what's nice about that. Mm-hmm. You can get
I guess my question is, does anybody really have any heartburn with the district descriptions that are on there right now?
No.
Because
they've been on there as they have. I mean, I wanted to see them updated, but it's not
critical
to the world. Yeah, we need to get the signs up. And
It might be that taking more time and developing where these new QR codes will go and the detail would
actually
be better.
Yeah, like out in South Beach, we don't have a South Beach Merchants Association. Right. So how would those QR, I really like that idea. Would that just come off
the Chamber of Commerce may be able to help us with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all they need to do is have that webpage set up with the particular businesses down in South Beach, and maybe it's not a district per se, but that's all we're really looking for. It's a site for people to go to get more detailed information. Because it'll include things like South Beach State Park, you know, it'll include that funky little tourist shops down there.
Well, if we can get the hotel listings, you know, when you do that QR code, so now you know, oh, wait a minute, out here is a couple of hotels, a couple of restaurants, a couple of things to do. I really like that, and I think that solves the whole verbiage.
You know, and that also solves the problem with, we had this discussion about whether we should be listing shopping areas and on and on and on in here, and the individual district QR codes would address
that.
The one thing that Mark McConnell mentioned about the Agate Beach area is that there's going to be some trail improvements. Tim, are you involved? You must be involved with that grant.
The trail improvements, but there's a park that's being improved there.
Oh.
The right here, Lucky Gap.
Uh-huh.
That wayside will be improved, and we'll really the surfers trail, I guess, that goes down to the beach will be improved, but. It's already indicated on here as a park right now.
Uh-huh.
There's a parking lot and stuff there. I think that we may end up changing the logo in here or something, or it'll get redefined within this when you have the scan code on here. For now, that's a year or two down the road.
Yeah.
I think that it's probably more appropriate to update it at the next revision.
When it's done.
Yeah, because there will be surfer showers there, a refined trail.
It's not actually going to be a whole lot different than it is now. It already indicates a bathroom there. And it's just going to be a nicer bathroom. It's going to be a nicer parking lot. It's going to be a nicer trail. There's no more amenities than there, just nicer amenities.
New and improved.
You know, when we get there, I think we really stumbled across the solution here for keeping the signs updated. You could have, like, text that says for up to the date, you know, up to the minute information, use these QR codes. Then you're always in a position where people can go out there and see whatever the latest updates are on the website, and we don't have to worry about necessarily, you know, keeping up every few months.
I wonder if you get a page with links to the individual businesses' web pages too, then all I have to do is worry about making sure their links are up to date, and that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It could be something that we work with the chamber to do too. I mean, it's not a big deal to add additional pages, and essentially that's their function with yeah. to promote business.
Oh, I bet they love the idea.
Aspect. Yeah.
So if we come up with Nye Beach comes up with a code, do we go to you, Mike? Will you put them up, or I mean, do we? Are we
as far as installing them, yeah, I can install them in a couple hours.
What are those cost, Mike? Those little decals.
I think they were literally printed out on a piece of
this more stuff. More of this. Yeah, yeah,
there's really no cost.
So pretty much something we could deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are there any more comments on the revised signage for Ken to?
I think the only thing, my comment is I'd like a couple of eyes just to look over this, compare these other ones, you know, when we're kind of done with the main meeting, and just to double check, make sure, you know, I haven't missed anything, something's...
I love it that there is no east when you're in Newport. Everything's west.
And that's from the original one. I didn't...
Nothing east to here anymore.
Do we care what's east?
No, that's my point. Yeah. You're here, you're in the west. As far as you get.
It's probably the only map anyone will ever see that doesn't have east on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I never noticed that.
Do we want east on it?
Does it?
I kind of like it.
I mean, Frank has a point. I think it looks like a mistake.
Yeah, I think it looks like a mistake.
There's enough space here where you could shift it over and put it east on here.
The printer sort of.
Yeah.
slipped up.
Or you take the W off and then it looks normal.
I think it's, let's see, we didn't have it on that one.
No, then.
Yeah, it's not on any of them.
That does look like they're just putting on a frame.
It takes an engineer to come in here and pick up the details on the map.
What is that?
But it's, you know, it's certainly not a big deal to add that.
Yeah. So. You did get the pubic fixed, right?
Yes.
Where was that?
Yeah.
It was South Beach.
The logo.
yes.
Where was it? Oh, it was in the
It was one of the public parking lots.
Yeah.
Right here. Well.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
So we had little stickers that we put over all the menus.
Oh,
they
were gosh.
Here on these.
So if you notice, a lot of the signs out there, you'll see a sticker on them.
I probably Mike,
will you
some
be able to stay in
somebody causing trouble?
Probably was. The guy who originally did the map. Probably.
My question is, and this is not really relative to this committee, but when your software that produces this draft, does it have like spell check on it?
But it could be spelled right, but be the wrong word.
You're paying right now, aren't you, Peggy?
Yeah, that's what happened. Spell check went right through and said it's fine.
Autocorrect.
Yeah, it does, but it's sometimes... You know, if you're doing...
pubic is a word. That's why it didn't show up on the other guy's
Yeah.
Body, you know, body copy and that kind of thing, you'll get it.
See, Mike is a good proofreader.
Are there a couple people that would be willing to stay after the meeting and go over that with Ken? Mike?
Bob's good at that.
Okay. Let's have a look.
Trial by fire.
Question on the original?
Yes.
Yeah.
That wasn't your mistake. That was.
It was never pointed out to, you know, and... But yeah, so we'll get that one.
And we have to assume that half the people who look at these maps can't spell anyway, but the other half might go
crazy.
They'll
read what it should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, your eye would go right over it. That's why nobody ever picked it up.
Yeah.
I mean, those maps were up there months before we got the first call on it.
Well, and when I'm looking at this, it's sort of like my dad when he was hand lettering signs. He's so busy forming the letters that, you know, he wasn't looking at the spelling. And so my wife or I'd have to be the one to tell him that he'd spelled something wrong after painting on it for hours.
If I hadn't told somebody when I saw the misspelling of public, they'd probably still be up there.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
It was you that caught it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Putting the one up at the chamber.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I told somebody, and then he went in and told Lorna, and then...
That took
then
a while.
We were putting stickers up.
That's pretty work for yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, anybody who wants to stay would be great. The more people can stay and look at it would be wonderful.
We just want to make sure that, you know, everything's sort of in the right spot, and it's not functional structural changes anymore, but just like that. It's just some spelling and make sure we've got the icons in the right spot. You know, make sure I'm not, just because I'm not aware of where something is exactly, and we can make those changes.
Okay.
Be very cool.
I was going to say I can't stay after, but it's impressive. I mean, even from this distance, how much nicer looking that map is than where we started. The additional shading work that you did and the scaling and everything, it's just, it now looks like a really impressive map of the area.
It does. Thank you so much more.
The beginning, you just keep adding and changing, and it's nice to have a place to begin, you know.
It is. Thanks a lot, Ken, for all those details to get those together and make the changes. So I don't know if we need a motion to say go for it, but I think that we're ready to...
They've got their marching orders.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And
I think the only other thing I need to know is how many we need to do.
Would Mike know the answer to that?
Mike doesn't still have that on the top of his head, but I can...
Let me know.
Assuming that we want to replace all the ones that we have out
there,
I can get a number.
Okay. And Linda, the Nye Beach Merchants wanted one at the Archway, you know, at Arch Park.
I was just going to ask, how much are the maps if we wanted to purchase, in addition, a map to put up in another place?
It's the standard that was expensive, but I know that they were... I need to look at my notes from what Greg left me. Because, you know, there were some that need to go in South Beach.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think he might have an idea on what a cost of a single standard is, and I can get that.
And I quoted him what it was to do the maps. He had that.
Yeah, I got that data.
Okay, good.
When the map is itself.
Right.
When the map is done, is it weather protected and everything? It just goes up the way it is, or do you have to put something over the top?
No. When it's done, this one doesn't have it. Only just because I'm writing on it, but it has an overlaminate, you know, like an optically clear overlaminate, which adds life. It's a UV protectant as well, so it adds life and that you can't sort of scratch things off, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I have plenty of space on my property. I'd love to have one in my own retail area.
Well, is there even enough physical room by the arch to put another standard up, or does it need to actually get mounted on the arch itself?
Well, we've got our little park.
Yeah,
across the one across the street? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's to be a trellis put over there. It could that's the logical place for a map, because that's where people can stand. And it's where the crossing area is.
Didn't we talk at the last meeting about getting the new maps up in new locations that we thought really needed a map, and then going through and replacing the old ones?
I thought it was the other way around. We were going to make sure that they were all put up in all the existing locations.
Well, that's what I'm trying to recall from the last meeting.
As we go, I know we have the new map to put up.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Okay.
And the other thing we talked about was having... instead of putting them on the standards necessarily, to put them on doing a plywood board that's cut out, you know, to this shape, CNC cut, matches, and we can just put them on a post, so that we didn't have the cost of the standards if we didn't have those. So
that's what I would like in my area, just on a piece of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
So I could put it up, because I have so many folks that come up, and I have my mini Chamber of Commerce anyway inside.
Could any of them be installed like on buildings, like for example, or on a structure like the arch, rather than on signposts?
Is it better, Mike? Is it better to mount them on a piece of metal than a piece of plywood?
Well, I don't know.
Switch them out, we flop them.
Yeah, we've got a lot of variables and choices there, really.
Mm-hmm. It weighs less. And it doesn't rot. Those are the things I'm thinking.
No, I would agree. I think we were talking about the wood, if it was going on a post or something, that, and of course, the edges would be sealed and stuff, but it still eventually would rot. Put strength, you know, but it could be on metal and on wood that could be replaced later, too.
Because I'm assuming that we could probably order blanks to fit. Even if we had to have them custom cut. Mm-hmm. Is that a true statement or not? Because these have an arched top to them, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's a manufacturer we can say, here's the size of our sign, cut us blanks for that, and then we order 100 blanks or whatever, and we have them or whatever number we need, and then as the signs go up or change, they're just there as part of our inventory.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it would cost to get a bunch of those made. But
can you look into it?
Does that have adhesive on the back?
It does.
That's how they're all mounted.
Do we have? Yeah. Do you have the dimensions of this?
And it's also an air release material, so it goes on really smooth. Same as we did for the windows.
Yeah. You know, the description of the arch on top is the.
I can get you the file for that. You know, as a vector file, so you can send it to whoever, and you know, like Zumar or whatever. I think they're in Washington.
Yeah.
You could send it to them, and they'd probably water jet cut it or something.
Yeah.
Is it possible to look into that? Maybe we can come up with a cost by our next meeting or something?
Okay,
that would
great.
Provide a lot more versatility in placing the signs and obviously without having to go with the big elaborate standards.
Well, the bathroom one in Nye Beach is like that on metal and then
posted
just
on
the wall. Yeah. Right. So if there's room on that, that'd be great. Or on the trellis.
Okay, great. Well, if there are any more comments on the map, then we'll move on to our next item, which is committee comments. Any comments from the committee?
The only thing I mentioned to Ted recently in the spirit of wayfinding is that at the corner of Herbert 101, there's nothing that says it's Herbert Street to a tourist. So if you're given directions to turn on Herbert, you would not have any indication. And
I was forwarded to the state, and they're looking at getting that sign.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, good.
That would help.
On
yeah,
that?
You made a number of comments.
Yeah.
That one, and then there was a broken sign down at the airport.
That's fixed.
Yeah, the third.
Yeah, we forwarded. Mike forwarded that on to the state, and the state is going to do and replace those signs.
Great, great.
Oh, the Third Street?
Yeah, that the Third Street sign was in that same email list.
So that's only in the same
directional
notion.
Sign on Third Street you mentioned in there too, didn't you?
Yeah. So that should you take.
Olive Street and Highway 101 are the same. And there is no, and I'm getting people coming down from Lincoln City looking to turn onto Olive Street, which
well,
is my problem.
Highway 20?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's no signage that says Olive, and people are confused. So, because it said Highway 20.
Yeah,
because
it's just Olive to the west, and it's Highway 20 to the east.
But don't people to the east get email, snail mail that says Olive Street right on it? See, that's the problem. So those businesses over there, like where Robbins is, it's actually on Olive Street, but there's no signage at 101 and 20 that indicates
Olive
goes east.
So they'll be driving down from Lincoln City.
Well, it's still not Olive Street per the county, to my knowledge. It's Highway 20.
But the address and the physical address that you put out on Google says Olive Street.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's a post office issue, not a state highway issue. My point is that it's not Olive Street, it's Highway 20.
Yeah.
It's not both.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what
east,
I thought.
It's
actually
Olive Street. Well, but I think there's plenty of cities.
That is a problem.
It's a real
there's
problem.
There's plenty of cities where there's
the city limits of
highways and streets.
Yeah,
so
Toledo has
only
the,
from the west.
You know, and it's like,
no, it's
this is the address,
it's
still going to be the street address, not the highway address.
Well,
small towns all over the state are like,
one of them through town is called Coast Highway. It is not.
I was surprised that there wasn't Herbert Street signs up. There used to be.
At 101 and Olive, it says the beginning of Highway 20.
Yeah,
it doesn't, and that's only northbound. And most of the calls and most of the feedback I'm getting is people coming from Lincoln City looking for us.
Maybe you did the demo once.
Right.
So, and there is no Olive.
You're down in the Nye Beach area?
No, I'm at Fogarty and Highway 20, where the candle company used to be.
Oh, okay.
And so ODOT has denied my ability to get an ODOT sign on 101 because it's too congested.
Yeah.
So I've already spoken with them, and they've declined that request.
Oh, okay, Tim, but you'll ask them about getting
it's
it.
It's the state. We just have to add it on that list that we asked them about their placards.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because
there should
on
at least be one for the eastbound, westbound.
Somehow, something did,
Do the cross streets, like Benton and others, do those have street signage on them?
If you're asking, do they have signs for both streets? Good question.
I don't think so.
The state ODOT is generally, even though it really is standard to put signs for both streets at every intersection, on their highways, they tend to just sign across streets as you go up. So they may not have these installing signs on them.
That's why I don't think I've ever once seen that.
I don't think they have one. I don't remember ever having seen them.
Yeah, I think they're just signed the cross streets.
Because I could see if they would do it. Those lights over on Southeast Moore are hung on wires, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they then mount the street signs on the street name signs on the
poles.
On the poles. There, but you know, I couldn't swear what they have on those. You know what they have up there at Moore Drive.
It's a logical.
There you have an issue because it's one street going one way.
Starting route to Corvallis Moore.
Sorry,
the logical places are that. Southeast
I was testing what we'd be up against if people were using there.
Okay, Tim, thank you. You'll have that to report next time. Then, were there any other committee comments? I wanted to talk about the beach access sign, and especially, Tim, are you okay with us using that 12-inch icon and with the people and the waves? We talked about it at the last meeting, and it's what the state parks use, and I think, as I recall, it was kind of, we thought, well, it's not perfect, but at least it's consistent with what they're using.
Well, the issue with that, when you're using it,
I mean, small town shop there, so
I'm not picky with what you use here, you know, because that's different, but what that actually indicates in an METCD context is not specifically beach access, but access to water. The state parks also uses that for if you have a lake access.
But is that really an issue? Because we probably use the same icon if we had one, say, for the reservoir.
Except for we don't want people really. Oh well.
Yeah, if you were indicating to the public that among the things you could do down this way was get access to a water side as well as restrooms or skiing or whatever it is, sure we would. Although we don't exactly do that at the reservoir.
But does that level of detail matter? I mean, as long as they know they can get to the water there. Do we care if we tell them if it's a beach or surfing or kite sailing or deep sea fishing or?
I think you can get to the water.
That's what a little
for the purpose of the map, yeah, I think because I was just getting back then to. So, are we still going to use the beach access sign like on Beach Drive, also? That's because so many people.
That would be my recommendation.
Yeah, that's what I.
If you're telling people to get to the that they can get to the beach, but I would. The way I would do it is by saying beach access.
Right. Simply because there's no mistaking it.
Okay, yeah. but for the map, we'll go ahead and use the...
Yeah, I don't have, so. I don't have could an that, issue at all as far as the map using...
Well, that beach access sign have the same symbol on it? A little small version of it, just so people are connected?
Well, the issue there is that then if you're saying this is beach access and the things that you can do
just the generic beach. Don't we have a generic beach access symbol on there?
That's the one with the two people in the waterway.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I mean, that's what they've used there.
What Mike is saying is that's generally considered a water access, period.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
But I think it works fine on the map they have because you're defining it there.
Yeah. That. Okay.
And you can see where it's headed.
But do you think anyone is more appropriate than that? Because we used to have that umbrella, and that umbrella seemed...
That's why I think the words are where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put that up.
You know.
On site, then, but for the purposes of the map, use the little.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
That I'm perfectly comfortable with.
And then back to my, I couldn't be a wayfinding meeting unless I talk about the Hallmark beach access.
Yes.
Is there any ideas, or is maybe Bob with his new energy would like to get that rolling?
I'll help. I'll give Bob that info.
About 15 or 20 years ago, there was agreement, and in order to build Georgie's restaurant, they were to provide public beach access with that big stairway.
Okay.
And then they get to use, I believe it's a city-owned parking lot across the street, and it was supposed to be signed public parking, and they took down most of the anyway, I won't go into all the details. It, that agreement needs to be complied with.
Yeah, I'll get that for you, Bob.
They would rather the parking be for their customers than the public.
And their dumpster.
Well, and the other thing is the fact that the access is not marked. People feel like they're trespassing.
Right. Yeah, it looks very private.
You don't know that the beach access
is really marked. You never see anyone park there. Yeah.
Mm. And then at that public, at the city parking lot across the street, it'd be great to get a new sign, too, to make it look more public.
It needs to be made more public, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whether they want it to be or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe it's still city right of way.
I think it is.
Well, we'll want to check and see. They have their dumpster over there in that parking lot.
Lots of dumpsters.
Who do those belong to?
The requirement was that they
Hallmark,
were
Hallmark.
And I doubt there was any agreement to allow that in that.
Well, see,
the issue would be.
I could see Dustin Kittle citing them for putting dumpsters. Well, I can pretty much tell you why they want to keep public parking out of there, so that they have unrestricted access when a truck comes along to pick up their dumpster.
Yep.
And that's not what
same
we agreed
situation
to.
Exists down at the road and the bayfront with Gino's right across. That's public parking lot.
And some,
both
you know,
the dumpsters are out there.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have the right to restrict the public parking. Just they need to rearrange how they get their dumpster.
They built their dumpster in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the dumpster is physically built in the right of way in the parking lot.
Yeah. So. Mm.
They closed off another two spaces for Geno's for their benches and all their other garbage.
Yeah.
I'll work with them.
I mean, we've never really quite dealt with that, but we fight about public parking.
Well, but at least they're not
monopolizing it for the whole thing.
I'm glad that's on your radar, because that annoys me every time I go by there.
It annoys me every time I go by there, too.
How we lost the sidewalk there.
Yeah, I know.
It really, maybe I'm more business to Georgie.
So others see it, too.
So
it never quite rises to the level of being the most important thing in your day to deal with, you know what I mean?
We'll get the important things dealt with, and then you still have that.
So,
right there.
I'm sorry for the noise interruption, but for those who navigate by phone, which is
most
a bazillion, it does show both Olive Street and Highway 20 going east. So, admittedly, the phone would probably say, turn on Highway 20, but there's a bazillion different navigation apps, and they don't all operate the same. I've been through a lot of small towns, and sometimes it'll say turn on, you know, Highway 214. Sometimes it'll be 214, and it'll say, you know, turn east on Hogarth Street. What? I thought I was on the highway.
Yeah.
So you got to be kind of aware of both when you're inside city limits.
It's here. It's listed, you know, with the coding with it as the city street lighter color. I think that's not in a key anywhere, but it's just sort of how
the city hall's address is South Coast Highway. You don't see that looks sign like marker Uber anywhere.
No, no, it's actually Southwest Coast Highway.
Southwest Coast Highway. Yeah.
It looks right, Southwest Coast Highway is only about a block.
I can't remember ever seeing a placard like that
there
anywhere.
Is
this awful?
Is there anything like that anywhere?
The original map.
That's where there's a problem when people look for places on Coast
actually, the Angle Street sign at Angle.
We did all the art.
So.
And people who are really literal, I think, have a difficult time with the Coast Highway and the Coast Street.
It's very hard.
Okay,
actually, when I came here to interview, I drove to Coast Street looking for City Hall.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't find it, did you?
Well,
you
I picked
forgot.
Up my phone and I realized I was off a few blocks and I went exactly where I needed to be. But that was the first place I went was, this Coast Street.
The first day we interviewed
City Hall
him.
Here.
We interviewed Tim on the phone and he had a bad cold. That's when we told him 101 was Coast Highway. He was sick and forgot. No, I'm kidding.
That was pretty good.
It's Oregon Coast Highway.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. See,
it's very got another name.
Yeah.
Okay, the next item we need to deal with is the next agenda, which we will have the tsunami signage report.
Right.
From Mike. And what else do we have on our agenda? Report on the Hallmark access.
Right. And how the dumpsters were removed.
And will this sign be going up, Ken, by then, in a month, do you think? Or they'll be in fabrication?
In a month, they should be done and handed over to Mike.
Wow.
Whether or not the blanks can move that fast or not, but I know I can get the designs to you before the meeting. So.
And is there a way to get a price for a policy if individuals wanted to purchase a sign to put on their property?
It's already on my notes to get back to you with that.
And does the city need to make a policy or?
Probably.
As to who can do that or?
Why would we care? I mean, what if every business in town wanted one framed in their shop, for example?
If it's on private property and somebody wants to buy one, we'll sell it at cost.
Well, yeah. That's true.
If somebody wants to put it in the public right away, then we probably come back and review it at this level.
Yeah. Good point.
I just think it'd be great to have as many as we can around. If it's not cost prohibitive, I'd like one.
Well, I would think that every hotel in town would want one in their lobby.
No, they don't tell people anything.
Yeah.
Oh. They don't care.
We're struggling with that, aren't
it's
we?
It's just... Yeah, don't get us started on that one.
I mean, if they're not expensive to the point that they're cost prohibitive, it could be something that we
could...
You
know what you should do?
That
you
small businesses get one, would be interested
put
in.
Put it in a frame and give outside. One to every hotel in town.
Yeah. Well, see, this,
and if it's wasted and they stick it in a closet, so be it. But if you get 50% of them to put them up,
this topic,
declare victory.
This topic came up under the tsunami discussion, too, of just imagine if you had, because we were talking about the cost of the handout maps, you were there. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, gee, just imagine if each hotel had one of those little stand-up things on their front and center on their counter or on the wall so that every person checking in sees it, and they go, hit the code, and there they've got their electronic version of the map.
Right. And that's where vacation rentals must post it,
yeah.
Tsunami, but hotels are not required to.
Because, you know, you travel around the rest of the country and, I mean, lots of hotels provide all kinds of information, safety stuff and whatnot. You'd think they'd want to do it.
I have to admit that I was in a domestic, and I think I already discussed this with you, was in a domestic disturbance once in a rental home and went in there, and our tsunami map was right there.
Yeah.
It was on the wall.
Oh, yeah, you recorded that. You were
so after we're hooking the guy all up and everything, and settling everything down, I took my phone up.
Hey, the word's getting out. Check this out.
I was all excited.
It's required.
In fact, this couple was fighting about it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got injuries to the victim, injury. Tsunami map, what the heck? Sorry.
Okay, so any other items for the next agenda that you can think of? And, Peggy, are you still going to be the secretary?
No.
Take minute.
Bob's
keeper.
Going to.
Bob's
I'm the
going
new and
to
improved.
New
Peggy.
And improved. Wow.
Righto.
And the new and
okay.
About improved.
The new and improved.
We always say that everybody needs a Bob, so everybody's going to get one.
Wendy, you know, on this discussion, I do believe that there are probably a handful of tourists that would buy one of those.
Should be a money-making thing.
Yeah.
Do believe there are just people who love coming to Newport and like things Newportian. So I think someone should explore.
Oh, a smaller version.
A version that can be sold that any shop can...
Oh, like as a poster?
Poster.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that.
That's a good idea.
Well, I was going to say for the hotels, you know, to have these printed just on paper that they can frame up, you know, put inside, be a lot less expensive as well. I mean, this is ideal, and what I create is everything for outdoors. So, you know, this is great for outdoors, but for interior stuff, what Frank's talking about, I mean, even tea towels or something. I mean, if you're doing something like that, you know. So
you could get talk to the chamber about maybe getting sponsors and having businesses on the back, and you print it out front to back and paper.
They have
them like a map.
See, they have their paper map they send out, which is totally out of date.
Beach towel would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
This is the one that they
tea
should
towel
be
would
patterned
be.
Well, I can supply the file. You know, we'll make those these corrections that we go over before we print, and I can supply that file to. We want to authorize to do that. So.
And currently the agreement with the chamber, I believe, is that Mariner Square pays for the maps, and so they get exclusive advertising on it, the one the chamber at the tear-off one.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So who
Which is different than this?
Oh, they might see that as competition. But
well, they could change their policy.
I was just saying if I had one of these printed on a beach towel, I'd be willing to pack it into my suitcase and take it all the way to Hawaii with me. It'd be
That's
so cool.
And you could,
it would be
fun,
cool,
wouldn't it? Where is that?
How would that happen?
That
would the chamber do it, or a business?
With or without the towel, right?
Depends on what the licensing is on the
evacuation map
towel.
That would be the only thing, is there licensing on that?
Yeah. You should just put them on the back of the ones that say, evacuation route run like hell on the front that they sail down in the basement.
Follow me.
don't follow me, I'm lost.
Sure. Put a follow me in the back.
If somebody did want to make a beach towel, is that licensed or would?
Well, it was, we were just saying, originally created by the design company in Portland that created, you know, all of these.
Yeah, my own.
Now, I'm not certain on this, but I think that they sold, you know, the rights to that to the city. I would imagine that
the city bought that. The city owns all of that. Yes, so we paid.
So now that becomes a city issue, whether the city wants to, you know,
license,
you know, or limit license, you know, how that gets used. So
is that expensive to do, to buy a license for a piece?
You know, really, it depends what the price, what value it's worth, what the city wants to charge for it. You know,
that would be,
if we're
a good
doing maps,
it'd be a good discussion item for
the next meeting.
Yeah,
licensing of maps.
Yeah,
is that what we'll call
there
it?
Yeah.
So can I get another bad question?
A nice source of
something I noticed that all your districts are shaded differently,
right?
Except for half of South Beach, where the state park is, and some of the other stuff.
Yeah,
wondering why that's shaded differently.
So maybe
because you got all half
of
South Beach is shaded one color, and half of South Beach is shaded another color, and really that's almost.
I think Ken.
Everybody needs a
right.
The and then on the initial map, there's a little agreed to
shade dark down the east. Register
it's the old, well, it was done that way before.
You have to register as a trademark if it's not.
I'm not sure.
It's something like that. You'd have to copyright.
I mean, my first thinking was, okay, each of the districts has got its own shade, because Deco District is here, and Nye Beach is here. This is kind of no man's land.
Mark?
Bayfront,
you don't have to copyright them.
They don't beach. South Beach is kind of not that same style.
Yeah, the only thing that we talked about doing on these new maps was to, was to emphasize this. You can see from the paper one.
Yeah, I think it is.
It didn't stand out very much.
It is Labor Day.
That there were actually districts.
So I don't know why this
would be the first Monday.
I wonder if the shading should be changed in South
what?
Beach because it probably fixes more than is really the district
first Monday, which is
the
a holiday.
And maybe actually highlight the area that really
we're on the first Friday,
the business
though.
District of South
Beach. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, today's Friday.
Monday.
She said Monday. So it'd be the 6th.
Right.
Okay. September 6th.
Started on the boundaries of Agate Beach.
So, you know, it would probably
that's the day after my birthday.
We'll be having cake. We'll bring stale cake then.
It's just a thought. I mean, it's not,
I'm
going to
be in my
deal.
Office.
I mean,
that
if you're
day.
Looking at a business district, this is
accepting
really all
gifts.
Residential.
Yeah,
so.
Accepting gifts.
But then again, you know, so is this. And
you can all come in and pay homage.
There's a lot going on 101 corridors here on the west side.
Right.
This is all the way.
She's not taking calls, but.
We'll accept gifts.
Just keep them under 50 bucks.
This is the same in Agate Beach. There is commercial on the east side of 101 in Agate Beach also. That's all commercial.
Yeah.
Who's going to stay here and go through this map with Mike and...
Wait, Tim, wait before... This meeting's not adjourned. I had one other thing that was a public comment. I wondered if there could be a pilot... Yeah, and the end. I wonder if we could have a pilot project and put a beach access sign underneath the parking sign on Beach Street. Because people, they're so hard to tell there's the beach is that direction for the public. And can we just do a little pilot project and, like, take one of
what if we
your signs? One
build
of these.
Not just the beach access, but we use... There's a specific pole I'm thinking of that kind of has a conglomeration of things going on it. What if we use that as an example of what we're talking about with the type of signage and use it?
Well, yeah, I think that's where
great.
We were kind of headed was the beach access and then the icons below.
Yeah.
That's indicating
let's
parking.
Let's do that one out. Like, that should be
to
done.
To replace the public parking sign.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it'll include a bathroom sign. You know, it'll have a beach access sign. It'll have a parking sign. I don't think there's a restaurant one on it. We decided not to do that.
No.
Right. Where is that sign? Is that on
that's
the beach?
That's the one down at Beach Street.
Okay.
And Coast Street.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Ted, I got to ask you about the Nye Beach turnaround as well when you got time later.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I got what I wanted.
See what Bob cost?
So that's 8:30 on September 6th.
Oh, yeah, that's
really big.
8:30 on September 6th.
I think you did a you actually drew one up for that.
You did.
I think she's
well, it wasn't that. Actually, we decided not to do that. So it'd be the P and the that.
and beach access on there. We'll talk about it, Mike, and all
Okay. And beach access, or wait, maybe okay. that beach access line. Anyway, yeah.
There's got to be a lift station one down there.
Yeah, it's
airport,
special.
Airport, just for fun.
Just so everyone
got that? September
7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right there on the beach.
Next meeting is Friday, September 6th at 8:30. Thank you all for coming.
We had a big crowd.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't even think you were going to have a quorum today.